And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Hilliard University Art Museum had an opening last weekend. There are new exhibits in their galleries, including an exhibit of work by sculptor John Buck called C'est Magnifique in Gallery A. In Gallery B, contemporary folk art from the permanent collection. So you get to see items that often don't get shown. They're all on display now in that gallery. For more information on the exhibits or the museum, their website is museum.louisiana.edu. Cinema on the Bayou opened last night with a fundraiser and sneak preview of Pat Mears' film Sushi and Sauce Piquant. It continues this evening with a showing of the films My Louisiana Love, and actually that film will be shown at 6 o'clock, and then there's a filmmaker's reception afterwards. Both of those events take place at Pack and Paddle tonight. On Friday at Vermilionville, there will be quite a number of French language films. For a complete schedule, you can go to cinemaonthebayou.com. The film festival continues throughout the weekend. This evening in Grand Coteau, there will be La Scène Ouverte, an open mic en français at Casa Azul in Grand Coteau on Martin Luther King Drive. It will feature Jacques Royal, who is from Maubeuge, France. He will be reading from a number of his books. His book Marquis de Lafayette, Apostle of Liberty, is quite well known. After his presentation, there will be an open mic session. You can share poems, stories, songs en français, or you can just go and listen to these pieces being read and performed. Tonight in Lake Charles, the Gateway Brass, the U.S. Air Force Band of the West Brass Ensemble, will present a free concert in the Shearman Fine Arts Theater on the McNeese campus. That's at 7:30 this evening. Tomorrow evening in Lake Charles, the award-winning South African film Lucky will be presented at 7 o'clock in the Central School Arts and Humanities Center by the Calcasieu Cinema International. Opening tomorrow in Lafayette at Theater 810, Edward Albee's play, At Home at the Zoo, directed by Cooper Helm. That will run through this weekend and next. Tickets are available by calling Theater 810 or going to the Eventbrite site and looking for At Home at the Zoo. And on Friday in Lake Charles, the McNeese Department of Performing Arts presents Bocal Adrenaline. It's a double reed rock band. They will perform in Ralph Squire's Recital Hall starting at 7:30. At the Acadiana Center for the Arts on Friday, Chilean singer, songwriter, and arranger Claudia Ocuña will be performing. This is a part of the Jazz Fridays at the ACA. Tickets are available by going online to the ACA or giving them a call. Lake Charles will open the traveling exhibition 50 Greatest Photographs of National Geographic this Friday, 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Historic City Hall Arts and Cultural Center on Ryan Street. In Arneville, the monthly Table Française will take place at Nunu's this Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. It's free. All are invited to attend, either for conversation or to just listen to the conversation en français. On Saturday, there will be a free poetry reading in Lake Charles at the Grand Gallery on the McNeese campus. Poets Allison Joseph and John Tribble will be reading from their works. And on Sunday, the Courier de Mardi Gras will take place at Vermilionville, 11 in the morning until 3 p.m. And as we mentioned earlier, there will be a number of films shown there through Cinema on the Bayou. Vermilionville will have its own film series called Les Vues, which begins this coming Monday. It's a free film series. Dr. Michael Martin will be curating this film, which is a showing of Ken Burns' film Huey Long. And Video Games Live will take place this Sunday, January 27th, at the Hyman Center. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra is having this program, which has been curated by a person who arranges for video games, who composes for video games. It is a fundraiser for the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. Tickets are available through their website or calling their office. That's this Sunday, 6:30 at at the Hyman Center Video Games Live. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs, search for your favorite program, and listen to archived shows there or download them for listening to later on. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's This American Life. At 8, Thistle and Shamrock. At 9, Franco Mix. At 10 o'clock, Earthbeat with Cecil Doyle. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.